weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930. Overnight, hot. Low near 75. Tuesday, hot. Followed by more hotness. High of 93.
Right now, a muggy 86.
Minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas taking you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's hot, it's steamy, it's muggy outside, but we're gearing up towards a very exciting weekend. Lots of cool events in and around the area. One of those, the Cleveland National Air Show. You ever been?
I haven't had the chance yet, no.
My uncle goes just about every year.
Nice.
He loves it. Talks about how great it is. And I know some folks that work downtown, they actually on Friday sometimes will just stop what they're doing and look out their windows and think, holy cow, this is fantastic. So the air show, if you've never been, is a really, really cool show. Here to tell us more about it, we've got Kelly Lucky joining us on the hotline right now. Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Gearing up for another great air show this year.
You guys have lots of cool new things going on. Was reading through the website earlier today, and I saw that living legend Sean Tucker is performing one last time in Cleveland as part of his farewell tour. Tell us about Sean and what makes him a living legend exactly.
Sure. So Sean is, he's just one of the world's most incredible aerobatic pilots. And so if you've seen Sean before, or if you've never seen him before, this is really your last chance to see him as a solo pilot in Cleveland. He's just an incredible guy, does these amazing maneuvers, some which have never been duplicated. And he's going to be flying over the skies of Cleveland for the last time before his plane is actually donated to the Smithsonian. So you know that you're a legend when they're actually putting your plane in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, it doesn't get a whole lot bigger than that. There's no question about that. You guys also have something called the Tiger Air Shows. Now, the picture I saw had two planes awfully close together, and I thought, man, that looks very dangerous, but at the same time, very, very cool. What are these shows all about?
So this act is really exciting. It's actually never been in Cleveland before. Tiger Air Shows, they fly identical Tiger Yak 55s. And like you said, the photos look like they're really close, and they are. They do their demonstration in close formation. They'll fly through smoke rings, and they show off this incredible precision and skill. They actually also will do the lost art of skywriting. So at the beginning of our show every day during the national anthem, they'll actually skytype USA in the air, and they're just a really, really cool act, and we're really excited to have them.
Again, we're talking with Kelly Lucky about this weekend's Cleveland National Air Show at Burke Lakefront Airport. Boy, the World War II Skytrain that is performing, those are some pretty cool pictures and obviously a pretty interesting chunk of history as well. Tell us about the performance that they put on.
Sure. So the C-47 Skytrain, its nickname is actually Placid Lassie, and this plane will only be on ground display. So you will not see it in the air, but you'll be able to get up close to this really nostalgic aircraft. It participated in D-Day. It dropped desperately needed supplies to the troops in the Battle of the Bulge. So it really is a piece of history that you'll be able to get up close to on the ground. We do have a warbird that will be up in the sky, though. We have a P-51 Mustang who is doing a heritage flight with an F-16 Viper. So we're going to have a really cool F-16 Viper demonstration, which we have not had in 10 years. And then immediately following that, the P-51 will join it and do a heritage flight, which basically kind of showcases the progression of the Air Force's planes and really the evolution of the Air Force throughout the years.
That sounds really awesome, and I know you guys were very, very excited about confirming the E-2 Hawkeye flyby. Tell us why that's going to be so exciting. I mean, the pictures of this jet look really cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing looks incredible. It looks like it has a 25-foot round radar disc on the top of it. So it's referred to as the eyes of the fleet. It's basically radar and surveillance. And the pilot is actually a female pilot from Rocky River. So it's really, really a unique plane. You really haven't seen anything like it. And the pilot will be flying it during the show. She'll do a flyby, and she's a native. So, you know, very cool to have that local connection.
Oh, without question, to have somebody with local ties to the area, that's just sensational stuff. You guys have so many different cool demonstrations going on also. And one of those that stood out to me was the C-130 demo. Now, for those that aren't familiar with a C-130, it's a gigantic plane, and it does a lot of cool stuff. You guys are going to have a demo, though. What's going on with this demo?
We are. So we'll have a demo of a C-130 that will be, you know, in the air, so you'll actually be able to see that. But if you like big planes, like you mentioned, the C-130 is a really large plane. We're also going to have a C-5 this year. The C-5 Super Galaxy is actually the largest aircraft in the United States Air Force's inventory. It's got a 222-foot wingspan. So if you want to see something big, this will actually, it won't be on in the air, but it'll be on a ground display. You'll be able to walk in it. This plane is so large, it transports tanks and actually other planes as well. So if you really want to, you know, go inside a plane that you really wouldn't get an opportunity to go in any other time, this is really the opportunity for that.
Kelly, you've mentioned a couple of times these planes that are on display on the ground that people will have the opportunity to walk through or go up and see sort of the mechanics of. Is that part of what makes the Cleveland Air Show kind of unique? Is that ability to not only watch these things in action, but to learn more about these great instruments?
Absolutely. I mean, the air show is very educational. I can't tell you how many people have told us that they really got an interest in aviation and became a pilot or, you know, worked in that industry because they came to the Cleveland National Air Show. And most people just think of the air show as being in the air. You know, they'll watch it from afar. But if you come into the air show grounds, there's so much more to do inside. You get to see, this year we'll have over 45 planes on ground display. So you'll get to sit in the cockpit of a lot of these planes. You'll get to, you know, really get up close and see the gears and gadgets inside. We actually have a lot of interactive displays as well. We have a really cool Go Army experience, it's called. And it's called Through the Eyes of a Soldier. And it'll give participants the feeling of jumping out of a plane like the U.S. Army Golden Knights. They're the Army's parachute team. And these virtual reality goggles that you'll wear will, you know, make you feel like you're doing that. So there's really a lot that you can learn about aviation, about, you know, the history, by just coming inside the gates.
There's also something that's being put on by the NASA Glenn Research Center. It seems like more virtual reality, which obviously takes this out of this world, so to speak. And I saw the U.S. Navy also has a virtual reality experience. Kelly, at what point did virtual reality kind of come into the picture for you guys at the air show?
You know, it hasn't been around too long, but every year it really seems to evolve. For example, we did have the Go Army experience last year, and they had some VR, but everything that they have this year is very different from last year. It just keeps evolving. Like you said, the Navy will also have virtual reality where you'll wear an Oculus Rift headset and you'll go on a rescue mission to extract Navy SEALs. So it's really, really cool. Kitty Hawk Air Academy, that's another one. They're a nonprofit organization who really are geared towards educating and sparking children's interest in aviation. So they'll have a motion flight simulator for the smaller kids, so ages 4 through 9, who can kind of, you know, sit in a plane, maybe a child who's never been on an aircraft before, and they can get a sense of flying without actually being very far off the ground.
I've got to ask about DroneWorks, and I know we spent a little bit of time on this when we spoke with you last year, but, I mean, look, when you talk about the air show, I think folks commonly think about all the really cool jets and the planes that are going to be there, but anytime you talk about a show that's in the air, you have to kind of throw drones into that mix now because they've taken on a life of their own. What will we see with the folks at DroneWorks at this weekend's air show?
So they always do an incredible demonstration for us. It usually takes place earlier in the day at the air show, but then they'll have a booth set up afterwards where you can kind of go and chat with them and get to kind of explore those drones more up close and personal. And they really, like you said, it just evolves every year and it gets more and more interesting and dynamic.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you guys have a couple sections on your website talking about what's on the ground, what's in the air, obviously all kinds of really cool stuff on the ground, very interactive. But in the air, I mean, it ranges from a lot of the jets that we spoke of to helicopters as well. So for those who are very fascinated with helicopters, what kinds of chopper shows or chopper displays will be there?
Sure. So we definitely, the U.S. Coast Guard usually does a presentation with theirs. A lot of the helicopters that we'll have this year will be on ground display. So again, you might not see as many in the air, but they will be on the ground, so you'll be able to get up, get close to them. Another really cool act that I definitely want to mention that will be in the air this year is wing walking. We haven't had wing walking in a couple years at this air show, and this year's team is actually a husband and wife team, if you can believe it. The wife is obviously very trusting. She is the wing walker, and her husband, Greg, it's Greg and Ashley Shelton. So Greg is a pilot, and Ashley climbs about the wings of his super steerman. And at one point, she's actually upside down on his plane. It's so, so incredible. So Cleveland fans have been missing that the last couple of years. So that's definitely another exciting act to look forward to.
Holy cow. She walks on the wing?
Oh, she's on the wing. Yeah, she's on the wing. They actually have their own kind of hookup, but she does not have a parachute. She's on the wing of this plane. So, yeah, definitely go to clevelandairshow.com. You can see some more information about Greg and Ashley Shelton and their wing walking act. It's really, really incredible.
Kelly, before I let you go, I've got to ask you one more question. Just reading through some of the events that you guys have in the air, please tell me about the Mad Bomber Pyrotechnics and Wall of Fire. You guys could not have picked out a better picture to put on the website to get people excited about this.
Yes, there's always some kind of pyro at the air show. So, yeah, we always have some incredible pyrotechnics. This year, the A-10 Thunderbolt, which is nicknamed the Warthog, will do a flyby with pyrotechnics. And people, you know, get really, really excited about that. But speaking of fire, we also have, you'll feel the heat for sure, from Shockwave Jet Truck, which this is just another one of those things that you won't be able to see unless you come into the air show grounds. It's a triple jet engine truck that actually races a plane down our runway at over 300 miles per hour. And let me tell you, you will feel the heat and feel, you know, see the flames coming out of this truck. It's really a sight to behold.
It sure sounds like it. Boy, sounds like it's going to be a very fascinating weekend at Burke Lakefront Airport for the Cleveland National Air Show. All kinds of really cool things going on. Kelly, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get ticket information and a rundown of the events, where can they go to get that?
Sure. So you'll save yourself a couple bucks if you buy them in advance. You can go to our website, clevelandairshow.com, or any participating discount Drug Mart. They will have tickets $23 for adults, $14 for kids ages 6 to 11, and kids 5 and under are always free. If you wait until the day of the air show to get your tickets, they'll be $2 more. So try to purchase your tickets in advance.
Very good stuff. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround, and they'll save you a couple of bucks if you buy your tickets there in advance before going to the air show this weekend. Kelly, we always enjoy it. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates throughout the rest of the week, and you guys will have a heck of a show to put on this weekend.
Thanks so much. We hope to see you out there this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Kelly Lucky with the Cleveland National Air Show. But there's so many things I look at on this site and I think, man, that's cool. I wish I was off and I wasn't working this weekend. I mean, the Mad Bomber Pyrotechnics and that Wall of Fire, the Navy virtual reality experience she was talking about going into a submarine and saving Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
No, yeah, all the demonstrations she spoke about and the fact that they've got 45 ground demonstrations, I think, is absolutely phenomenal. Because initially you hear it and think, oh, well, you're going to have to wait in line for a while. There's so much on display down there. I mean, you can go from plane to plane, helicopter to helicopter, VR mission to VR mission, it sounds like. I mean, that really is, that's cool. That's unique. I've been to other air shows in my life, and it is all about what's happening in the air, and it's really exciting and really cool. But as Kelly kind of pointed out, I mean, that's one of the things that really sets Cleveland apart is not only do you see them up there, but you've got the opportunity to look at them at the ground, learn more about them, see how they function, why they function the way they do, and those are amazing, amazing machines.
You have your Santa hat on?
Sure. Because I mean, I don't right now, but I get where you're going here.
You should have just said, yes, I've got my Santa hat on.
I've got my Santa hat on, Bull.
Yes.
Why do you ask?
In the world of radio, you should sound like you have your
Santa hat on.
Yeah, see, now you're playing along. He's got a white beard and everything.
There you go.
Because I think we've got a pair of tickets to give away.
Well, hot dog.
To the year show.
Christmas in August.
All you have to do is call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. 0930, and you'll get a pair of tickets to this weekend's air show. We need to get to a break in just a minute. Matt Douglas will update us on the local news. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Do you know a child between 9 and 18 who has made a difference by showing kindness, helping resolve conflict, or just simply doing the right thing? Let us honor them in the Chronicle-Telegram's new